The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Surging out of the untamed West, My Music, with a cast of thousands, or five anyway. Battle of wits in every sense, with David Franklin, partnered by Frank Muir, and Ian Wallace, assisted by Dennis Norden. Question, who wrote it and what's it called? A mark for the name of the composition and a mark for the composer. We begin with David Franklin.
German?
German.
Wagner.
Wagner.
It's one of the preludes.
Yes.
R, it yes. Begins with yes. Rienzi.
Rienzi, well for done. The mark. Well done. Title and composer again this time, Dennis Norden.
I was going to ask if in future programs I could simply have a bye into the second round. This is a dance of some kind.
Yes, it is.
And it's Czechoslovakian or something. Is it?
No,
yes.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's not Czech, no.
Actually, you've got our order wrong when you announced the programme. It's not Ian Wallace, assisted by Dennis Norden. It's Dennis Norden, assisted by Ian Wallace. But it's called La Danza by Rossini, and it's in red ink.
Well, it is now. We know it really as Tarantella from La Boutique Fantasque, which was Respighi's arrangement of music by Rossini. Orchestral version Tarantella, yes. Oh, you get your two marks all the same. Ian, your turn. I can tell you, it's the fourth of its kind.
It sounds as if it might be a symphony.
Yes, though you've got a mark for that.
Yes. German?
Yes.
Beethoven?
No.
No, I didn't think it was, you know.
Who else
didn't... I mean, he's a German, and...
Who else didn't you think?
I didn't really think it might be Schubert.
Oh, you're right again.
Yes.
You keep picking up marks.
Three marks.
But it's not Wagner, obviously.
No,
no.
I doubt if you even know what a Brahm is.
Oh, yes, I do. I often get a Brahm in here and there if I can. Brahms, yes.
Ah, one mark it is, three and four out of two. Frank, what's this and who wrote it? Great huddles going on over that side.
The title is on the tip of my toe. It's something dances, isn't it?
No, actually. You're thinking of Polozzi and it's not from then.
I wasn't, as a matter of fact.
I'm sorry, I'm aligned.
Thank you, it's so flattering. I didn't think that I was thinking of that.
Try Mussorgsky.
Mussorgsky.
Yes, Mussorgsky is right. Gopak, or as we say where I come from, Hopak. from Sorochinsky Fair.
You're from Mongolia.
I come from Lincoln, actually.
Really? I thought the eyes were just tired.
You get one mark out of two as well, I think. General questions now about the music repertoire. David, where would you find an African and a prophet?
An African and a prophet? Mm. In an opera by Meyerbeer.
Exactly. Two out of two. Dennis, where together, which is the important word, where together would you find Eric, Jack and Ginger?
You would find them in a group called The Cream. You no longer find them, but you used to find them.
Would you have found?
Yes. You would have found Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker.
Yes, that's right, you would have found them. Ian, where would you find Mirabella, Chipra and Safi?
Strauss?
Yep. But the name of the operetta, please.
Yes, well, it's obviously not Die Fledermaus. I don't recognise anybody.
The title role is missing from those names, or would appear to be. Distinguished gentleman.
Which?
A distinguished gentleman of Romany origins.
Of Romany origins? Yes. The Gypsy Baron.
Ah, yes. How many marks out of two do you want for that?
Three.
One it is.
Thank you.
Frank, what did Richter do on the staircase for Liszt's daughter?
He said, let's make a little list.
Do you know who Liszt's daughter married? Yes, help him, David.
Wagner, of course.
We got as far as Mrs. Wagner and Richter on the staircase. I think you can piece together the rest.
Oh, he conducted Siegfried's idyll.
No, he played the trumpet part. Totally.
He conducted the Siegfried idyll. Yes. I don't want to.
He played the trumpet for his friend Wagner in the first performance on the stairs outside Cosima Wagner's bedroom of the Siegfried idyll. A very charming gesture. Two marks there, ultimately. Some singing now, not from you, not yet, but from singers whom I think you'll recognise, or hope anyway, for a mark, the name of the singer, another mark, the name of the song. David. Song and singer.
Well, the song is Handel's Where'er You Walk.
That's a mark anyway, yes.
Can I have several stabs?
No, I'd like to see if the audience knows after you've had a shot.
Not John Coates. Gervais Elvis?
You got it. Mm. Did anybody in the audience recognise the voice of Gervais Elvis?
Stupid lot.
I know his granddaughter. You probably do, too.
Yes.
Holly. Gervais Elvis, one mark. Where'er You Walk, one mark. Total two. Fair enough. Dennis, who, and again, the song, please.
Now the fiddler's ready, let the song begin. So step it out and step it in to the very music of the violin. We'll dance the hours away.
That's either a choir or a marvellous multi-track record.
It's a choir. We wouldn't ask you for the St Mirren reserves, then which choir is it?
You mean it's a Scottish choir?
Yes.
It's not that... No, it can't be the Police, that lot, the Fuzz Fantasy, whatever, that, you know, the Glasgow Police Choir.
Not unless they played it at the wrong speed.
Well, they might have backed it up with traffic wardens, you know. Shoved in a few. Is it the Orpheus?
Yes, who else do you know, anyway? It's got to be the Orpheus.
Very fine police choir.
Which city?
Glasgow.
Glasgow Orpheus Choir, yes, you've got that much. What was the song called?
Step it, something. It was like the thing that Denny Willis does, you know, the fox hunting.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think Ian's writing it down for you.
But I'm not sure that I'm right, actually. Dorothy White.
Yes, he's got it.
Dorothy White. can't read the next word.
Sergeant Dorothy White.
Sergeant Dorothy, dashing white sergeant. Sorry, it looks like Dorothy White.
Yeah. All right, 2 out of 2, I suppose. Ian, don't write it, say it. It's your turn now. Who and what are they singing?
Well, they're singing the love duet for the end of the first act of Puccini's opera, Madame Butterfly.
That's for a mark anyway, yes.
Singers have got me a bit puzzled here. Because if they're both singing together in unison, you can't separate one from the other.
No, quite.
One was a fella.
Yeah, I would go along with that. English or...
Well, let's say British.
British. I would have thought that the soprano... was Joan Hammond.
Which is why I said British, you're right, yes. And the male... the same initials, the same two initials. Like, for instance, JJ or DD or CC or BB.
Charles Craig.
Thank you, yes. I did accept David's second guess, so I accept that from you for 2 marks. Frank, for you, a rather surprising bit, I think, of ethnic confusion.
Thanks.
My noble defenders were gallant and brave, for freedom their heart's life they gave.
Is it Robeson?
Yes.
Singing at an unaccustomably high pitch.
Well, that's not what's so surprising, I would have thought.
Well,
it was a younger day. His voices do drop with age, you know.
Uh-huh. He's also singing a Scottish air of some sort.
Welsh.
When I say Scottish, come down and move over to the left.
Yes, that's right.
It's a Welsh lay.
It's Land of My Fathers that Paul Robeson is singing. Yeah. Oh, dear. The trouble in the ballad is tonight, anyway. Tell you, that's... One out of two, then, but I fear. Let's have a look at the score. Leading, despite that terrible lapse, by 1 mark at the moment, David Franklin and Frank Pillar. Listening to this series, you may have noticed how much better the teams have become at answering musical questions. They're certainly very good at identifying tunes, and we're going to see how they get on with just the first 3 notes of a famous theme. 1 mark for the title. David, here are your 3 notes.
Dvorak's New World Symphony.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. The slow second movement there. The song version Going Home. And we played it there, of course, in the orchestral version with the cor anglais. There's your mark, yes. Dennis, what's this?
The Dance of the Sugar Plum
thing, is it? Yes, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
How lovely to have you answer.
I know, yes.
There wasn't... Either you and Ian have learnt shorthand,
no.
Or else you answered that by error.
He knows it all. It's just that, you know, sometimes he can't be bothered to get it.
I was in overdrive there for a moment.
Let's see how you are, Ian. Here's yours.
Overture to the Meistersingers.
Yes.
Wagner.
Thank you, yes. There's a mark and Frank's 3 notes.
Prelude.
Chopin.
Oh, yes. Chopin's Prelude.
Give or take 1,000 years, yes?
What?
No. Prelude.
Rachmaninoff.
Yes. Well, all right. Second thoughts about there for a mark.
C-sharp minor.
Musical terms and expressions, technicalities and all that. David Franklin, what would you say was a perfect interval?
About now.
A perfect interval is one that's neither diminished nor augmented.
Yes, it's sort of good enough, really, yes. Or for that matter, major or minor. It is, in fact, the interval, the difference in pitch, of a fourth, a fifth, or an octave. And although musical purists will write me many letters, I'm going to give you 2 out of 2 for that, because it was near enough. Dennis, what is a slur?
A slur is when I get the answer to a classical music question without a pause, and you immediately say, I see Ian has learnt to write shorthand.
As we say in France, touch.
Somebody once told me about that a woman had something said to her, and she said, touche. And the friend said, that's pronounced touche. He said, I'm sorry, you think you're so gaucher. A slur is that, isn't it that kind of slidey, when Sinatra used to end his, I didn't sleep a wing last night. That's a good bit of singing, isn't it?
That's our old friend Portamento.
Is it a trumpet?
I think I must give you. You can slur your notes in a sing or a song, really, or on the trumpet. Mm. Actually, a slur in technical terms is a curved line placed over a group of notes to indicate that they're to be played smoothly. Anyway, you get 2, Dennis, why not? Ian, what is a relative minor?
A pit pony's uncle.
In the good old days of music hall, you got a round of applause for that. Well,
or...
Yes, or...
It is rather difficult to explain this.
It is, actually. It's terribly difficult to explain.
Going to the major... if the major has a key signature of, say, F sharp, the relative minor key will also have an F sharp, but it's not the relative minor to C major is not C minor. It's the third below.
C major becomes A minor. Yes. The relative minor of A. Of
the
C
key,
major
but
is A minor.
The key signature is the same.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. 2 marks. Yes.
Thank you,
Frank. How would you define breathe?
Breathe?
Breathe.
I would define it at length and very badly. It's sort of how long a note goes on.
Ah, yes. I think...
And it reminds me that when I decided to teach myself to play the clarinet some years ago, I bought a book about music to learn about it. And it was a rather thin book, actually, and I read it quite quickly, and I didn't learn about music, but I learned something about it. And one is that you don't get many breathes. There aren't many of them about. But there's usually semi-breathes. Mm. So if you ask me to define a breathe, I would say it's 2 semi-breathes put together.
You'd be...
I'm not really quite sure what a semi-breathe is, but that's why I said that this isn't really a complete answer to the question, but a very long and diffuse
yes.
one.
You're absolutely right. Yes. This round will be over in a trice. Some martial music. Just the name of the march for 1 mark, David.
The Washington Star, because the fleet's in port again.
Toast.
Rag. No, it's the French March by Louis Gann. You don't know.
Le Washington Post.
It's a good try, but just not quite right. It's Marche Lorraine. So, no marks out of 1. Dennis Norton.
Yes, they do.
That's the idea they rejected when they were writing Puppet on a String.
They do it in ballroom dancing, don't they?
It always reminds me of the way Max Wall used to walk around the stage.
Or Nat Jackley. Yes. I don't know what it's called, Steve. It's pretty
modern. The audience knows. What's he called?
March of the Mods.
Thank you. March of the Mods. Yes, that's right. No marks for Dennis either. Ian, what's this march called?
Liberty Bell.
That's a good guess, and it's wrong.
It was Dennis's good guess. Well, it's Stars and...
No, Marks, I'm afraid, and it's called Old Comrades. Frank, what's this march called?
Liberty Bell. March Lorraine. Washington Post.
Liberty Bodice.
You're cracking.
Sheepskin Liberty Bodice, yes. Now, I'm happy to say you've all got no marks for this round, I think. I'm sure it's nil all round. It was the Radetzky March. The final round brings, as always, some singing. Three marks for carrying on successfully with the correct words when the music stops. David Franklin, your song.
I want to make a personal statement.
On the grounds that it may incriminate you.
I haven't the faintest idea.
Does anybody in the audience know what it is? The Bay of Biscay. I'm afraid it's none as we move on to Dennis for his song.
Kisses in the morning. Oh, Nicholas, don't be so ridiculous. I know I don't like it in the daytime.
Two out of three?
Well,
I'd take an
eighth.
Two out of three, I think, there. Ian Wallace, your song.
I have seen the dewdrop clinging to the rose but newly born, but a sweeter song hath charmed me than the evening's gentle close, and I've seen a sight far sweeter than the dewdrop on the rose. 'Twas thy voice, my gentle Mary, and thine artless winning smile that has made this world an Eden.
Oh, nice, nice.
Mary, oh.
Now the trill.
Obviously can't give you any marks for that.
Yes. Well, I happen to ken it.
You did indeed. Three out of three for Ian and Bonnie Mary Fargar. Frank, your song.
Where have you been all the day, my Billy boy? I've been walking all the day. Fancy, oh, my charming.
There it is. That's the end, I'm sorry to say, of another My Music. A victory for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton.
In My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier. Thank you.